640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden is calling out the atrocities in Israel, where more than 1,000 people have been killed, including 14 Americans. He also confirms Americans have been taken hostage. CBS's Stacey Lynn has the latest from Washington.
We must be crystal clear. We stand with Israel.
The president did not mince words.
This was an act of sheer evil.
His remarks came after the Palestinian group launched its bloody, unprecedented attack.
There is no place for hate in America. We reject. What we reject is terrorism.
And Mr. Biden with a warning.
To any country, any organization, anyone thinking of taking advantage of this situation, I have one word. Don't.
And it gets worse. CBS's Holly Williams is in Israel now with a gruesome discovery.
Israel's body retrieval group confirmed to CBS News that they have discovered beheaded babies and children in the Kfar Aza kibbutz in southern Israel. Some of those small farming communities were the worst hit by Hamas militants.
Families have been torn apart.
My son, Sagi, who grew up on the kibbutz, Sagi Dekel Chen, he's an arm length away in Gaza, evidently, but couldn't be farther from me and our family right now.
The CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports Israel isn't letting up.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing huge criticism around the world for what he has decided to do, which is essentially cut Gaza off from water, electricity, and from fuel. And so the situation there is dire.
Hundreds of Palestinians have also died. The House has to work fast to find a new speaker to get more support to Israel. CBS's Naomi Ruckham is on Capitol Hill.
The two leading prospects are Representatives Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, and both are putting pressure on their party to come together quickly, given the war between American ally Israel and terrorist group Hamas.
We've got to get back on track. This is a dangerous world right now.
We need to give Israel the time, the space, the resources so that they can win and win decisively.
GOP leaders will meet with those candidates today. A police officer in Atlanta could face murder charges.
Atlanta police officer Kieran Kimbrough has been fired after he tased a man during a traffic stop who later died. State investigators ruled the August death of 62-year-old Johnny Hallman Sr. a homicide. The church deacon was shocked with a stun gun when he refused to sign a citation after a minor traffic accident. He died at an Atlanta hospital. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up more than 100 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha County prosecutors have decided not to pursue the final and most severe charge against the teenager accused of assaulting an 87-year-old woman 2 years ago. The charge of first-degree sexual assault has been dropped after a request to do so was made by the victim and her family. Khalil Perry, who was convicted of 3 other felony counts in May and sentenced to 12 years in prison, faced the possibility of a much lengthier sentence if found guilty of sexual assault. There's an opportunity for you to be a part of the Waukesha Parade Memorial. A wall is part of the memorial at Greedy Park, and people interested can engrave a clay tile that will be installed in the wall. You can engrave a tile following the dedication and remembrance ceremony for the Main Street Memorial November 21st. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Quick update on the terror attack by these animals in Hamas against Israel. Joe Biden gave a terrific speech a little while ago. He said, "We stand with Israel. Israel has our complete, unshakable support." He sent an aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, and a carrier fleet. When aircraft carrier steams, they have cruisers and destroyers around them. And of course, they have aircraft on deck to go off the coast of Israel to make it very, very clear that if anybody tries to exploit this situation, cause trouble, they'll regret it. He's about to send a second aircraft carrier. In the meantime, there have been some horrific discoveries that we hadn't even known about yesterday. When the Israelis came to some of the villages where the people were massacred, they found the beheaded bodies of babies. Babies had their heads cut off. These were animals who did that. They tortured people. They killed children in front of their parents. And then they took the parents in as hostages. A second front has opened up. Hezbollah up in Lebanon is starting to lob artillery into northern Israel. It's been reported that Iran is urging them to come into the war. Iran is an enemy of the United States. Iran is an enemy of Western civilization, of all civilization. Israel is doing everything it can to eradicate Hamas. But Iran is the taproot. You can eradicate a root, Hamas. But if you don't eradicate the taproot, it'll grow back in. Now, let me tell you a couple of ways that we should not do it, but some ways that we can do it. In 1945, Imperial Japan had pretensions of world dominance, just like jihad does. And the only thing that stopped them was the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That had to be done. Harry Truman made the correct decision. If he hadn't done it, hundreds of thousands of our GIs would have been killed invading Japan, and millions of Japanese would have been killed. You can't do that now for a lot of reasons. If this were 1945 instead of Hiroshima, if you did it to Tehran, that would send a conclusive message. You can't do that. Why can't you do it? First of all, back in 1945, we were the only ones that had nuclear weapons. Now a lot of countries have nuclear weapons. That would induce Russia to try to use them in Ukraine. It would induce China to go into Taiwan, might induce Kim Jong-un and North Korea to use them. We can't do it. But we have weapons that we didn't have in 1945 that are not nuclear. We have bunker buster bombs. These are incredible bombs that will blow things up very far beneath the surface and for a large surface area. How long are we going to let the taproot of evil, Iran, continue to sell drones to the Ruskies to kill Ukrainians? How long are we going to permit them to arm and train Hamas terrorists, Hezbollah terrorists in Gaza and in southern Lebanon, respectively, to murder people in Israel? How long are we going to permit them to continue to develop nuclear weapons themselves? Frequently with scientists that we've trained here in the United States, you know, we bring in scientists from our enemies, let them go to MIT and Caltech, and then we send them back. It's absolutely ridiculous. I think the way to do it is this. You don't want to be in the position of starting a war. You have to have a provocation. They frequently harass our Navy ships in waters, international waters, right outside of Iran. And it has become increasingly clear that they had a hand in this Hamas terrorist attack. Not only has it come out right now that they are working with Hezbollah to expand the Northern Front, not only have they provided 93 or 4% of Hamas's munitions, ammunition, and training. But the training for this particular thing went on for several months, and it wasn't done solely in Gaza. There's a lot of surveillance in Gaza. It was done in Iran. So Joe Biden's going to have a very difficult decision. Lloyd Austin's going to have a difficult decision. Tony Blinken's going to have a difficult decision. But if there is a single contact with the American Navy that damages any of our boats, kills any of our sailors, there has to be a bombing campaign that neutralizes Iran that's not nuclear. That would include their government buildings, their central authority, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, all of them. Certainly their nuclear facilities, and relentlessly, wherever their nuclear scientists are housed, whether in universities or somewhere else, their airports, and the drone factories where they're making drones for Russia. That is the taproot of the evil. And the other thing I want to say is this. People have speculated on various media, and it sounds plausible. I agree with it if it were possible. A two-state solution. In the Middle East, between the Palestinians and Israel, I support that 100%. But nobody in the Palestinian side has ever promised that they would recognize Israel's right to exist. Israel has proffered offers where they would say, you can have 99% of what you want. You can have all this land back. You can have it all. In fact, we'll work with you to help you develop it. We'll trade together, just like the Abraham Accords now with some other countries, but this is pre-Abraham Accords. But you have to agree in the signing document that we recognize the right of each other to exist. They've never done that. Yasser Arafat never did it. No one did it. Rabin, one of their greatest, Israel's greatest prime ministers, did everything he could. And the reason that Yasser Arafat and the rest of them couldn't sign that is because they'd be assassinated. and they would be assassinated because of the cultural imperative of jihad. Jihad is a cultural imperative to forcibly convert or murder, exterminate apostates. And whenever anybody in authority tries to do something reasonable, Anwar Sadat, for instance, murdered by Egyptian jihad. The governor of Punjab, Christian woman was put on sentenced to death because somebody said she blasphemed the prophet. She denied it. He said, that's ridiculous. He was killed by his own bodyguard. The people involved in this sadistic attack on civilians in Israel, they're not freedom fighters. They're not good people. It's Islamic Jihad. Instead of thinking the word Hamas, think of ISIS, think of Islamic Jihad. Instead of the word Iran, which, by the way, they picked because it's similar to Aryan. They consider themselves Aryans. Think Islamic State, bent on murder, torture, sadism, and genocide. Israel is doing everything it can to dismantle the root, this jihadist group in Gaza. They will try to avoid civilian casualties wherever possible. But think of it this way. Think of what it would be like if it were called ISIS, which it should be. If it were called ISIS, we would go in and clean them out, try to minimize civilian casualties. And then there are a lot of ISIS widows and their kids who now are petitioning to go back to Europe, where some of them came from. And some European courts are weak enough to say, well, maybe we should let them back in. You are simply letting back in jihad the way Angela Merkel did with 1 million Muslim immigrants without telling Great Britain and France. And they immediately went to Paris and London and murdered people, and they murdered Jewish people all over Europe. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. And in the strongest terms, whatever the dialogue on various TV stations and social media, this is the tip of a spear that was formed, that was crafted in the 7th century. And for 1400 years, these murderous attacks on people they call apostates have continued. And right now, because it's characterized that the West finally, and Israel is part of Western civilization, the West finally has the upper hand. They were murdered savagely for centuries. It's flipped around as somehow this is somehow an intrusion on them. Israel has offered a two-state solution many times. It's offered 99% of everything they wanted. The one thing it could not offer is a waiver of the requirement to recognize Israel's right to exist. And that is because they don't recognize Israel's right to exist. And until there's a cataclysmic event, as happened in Nagasaki, Hiroshima, as happened to the German army in German cities when they're under the Nazis, this will continue. We don't want it to get that far, but something has to be done. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs around 56 this afternoon under overcast skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Hey.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. In my opinion, we've come to a crisis in our government, in Congress. We talk a lot about the speakership, about the House, and we'll be talking about that. But I'm going to talk about the Senate right now. Do you realize that right now we have no ambassador to Israel from the United States, no ambassador to Egypt? Both of them obviously flank Gaza because Ted Cruz and Rand Paul held up their pinky and said, "We object." We have no coordinator. This is a position that requires Senate approval for counterterrorism. None. J.D. Vance and Josh Hawley are blocking any money to go to Ukraine. Tommy Tuberville continues to block well over 300 promotions of admirals and generals when we're facing real military threats around the world. Rand Paul, back in 2022, blocked funding for Iron Dome, for simply replenishing Iron Dome, which saved Israel from destruction by Iranian rockets coming from Gaza, coming from Hezbollah. And he did it four times. Remember also, and there are other ambassadorships they're blocking. You remember Niger? It's an African country. You don't think of it very often. Spelled N-I-G-E-R. Fine little country. Had a government that was favorable to us. There was an Islamic insurgency. Rand Paul blocked an ambassador from our country to go there. Any coordination. The Islamic insurgency overcame the incumbent administration that was for us. Now, in all the public places over in Niger, you see the Russian flag. They're inviting the Russians in, and their Islamic gangs are murdering Christians. Now, enough's enough. Let me tell you something. In our Constitution, there is no provision that a single senator can stop our foreign policy, can stop ambassadors to Israel and Egypt, to stop an ambassadorship to Niger. They're also stopping ambassadors to Oman and Kuwait. They're doing this to try to disrupt our country so that people will think it's Biden's fault and elect Donald Trump. That's what they're doing this for. They're blocking a coordinator for counterterrorism. which I don't even think should take Senate confirmation. They're blocking aid to Ukraine. They're blocking more than 300 promotions. They even blocked Iron Dome replenishment, which is a defensive measure that saves Israel, our ally, from rockets, Iranian rockets, coming from Hezbollah and Gaza. Now, if any of those items were put to a vote, it would pass 92-8, maybe 91-9. But these people are chicken hawks. They're traitors to the United States. But what about the other 90 senators? The Republicans won't agree to waive the ability to block. And the Democrats are buttercups, all of them. I've seen many of them interviewed. I know some of them. I've met some of them. They're friends of mine. But they're asked, well, isn't this terrible? And they say, yes, it's terrible. He really should let us vote on the ambassador. Hey, Jack, why don't you vote on the ambassador? What do you mean, why let us? What do you think Fighting Bob would have done when he was in the Senate? What do you think Bill Proxmire would have done when he was in the Senate? This is unconstitutional. Nothing in the Constitution says he can do this. The reason is because unanimous consent cements the idea that they belong to the most exclusive club in the world. All of their vanities demand that illusion of power. But here we have senators who are out to hurt the United States and hurt our allies, and none of them will do anything. And I'll tell you what's increasingly obvious to me. This is not going to be a good election year for incumbents, because some of them are chicken hawks and traitors, fringe in the Republican Party, and the rest are buttercups. I'm poor little buttercup, sweet little buttercup, nothing that I can do. I'm damn tired of it. Going to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, just to kind of echo what you're saying, I mean, it's incredible to think about. You know, when we think about the both sidesism and kind of just the really deep complaints that we have about our elected officials in the Republican Party, they're absolutely cowardly and un-American and traitorous stances. They just want anarchy and chaos. And then, you know, on the Democratic side, you know, it is a valid criticism, but just such a different criticism to just to be able to say about them. They're too timid, right? You know, they're worried about getting along in their workplace, and that's bad. But, oh, my gosh, it's one millionth as bad as what's going on the other side. I understand how people get frustrated with our party, but oh my gosh, you know, it's so far from being proportionate in terms of our complaints. I mean, we're complaining about our party in terms of they're not saving the Republicans from themselves many times.
Right. No. I want to pick up on that real quick because we're going to a break. It's the Republicans' fault, no question about it. But we have a majority put in a resolution to get rid of unanimous consent for these things. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden's condemning the terror attacks by Hamas as pure evil and says the U.S. stands with Israel.
To any country, any organization, anyone thinking of taking advantage of this situation, I have one word, don't. Don't.
Mr. Biden confirms 14 Americans have been killed so far. Hamas has also taken Americans hostage. Abby Ahn is a dual citizen in Israel. Five members of her family were kidnapped.
When the rest of the family came out of the bomb shelters after Hamas had burned and murdered half of the kibbutz, they understood that these five members were not there.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Tel Aviv.
Inside Gaza, the situation is extremely dire. Over the past 24 hours alone, Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes in the densely populated Gaza Strip, an area that is home to 2 million people, half of which are under the age of 18 years old.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll take about a week to move 50 million gallons of water across Waukesha. Most people in the city will see the changeover to Lake Michigan water within 5 or 6 days. The project, in the works for over 2 decades, required unanimous approval from 8 states and 2 Canadian provinces under the Great Lakes Compact. 100% of the water taken from the lake will be treated and returned. You've got through the end of the week if you want to tell We Energies what you think about their proposed rate hike. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin held public meetings this week, and public comments are being taken through the 16th. The feedback is about We Energies' 2024 rate proposals, which include a 3.1% increase for residential electric rates and a similar increase for natural gas. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me tell you about a lawsuit that Donald Trump is involved in that I will bet that most people listening did not know about. No, it's not anything here in the United States. It's in the UK. The High Court over there released information on a lawsuit that he filed. They have very different rules on transparency and on access to courtrooms and even access to the files in them. But it turns out that Donald Trump brought a suit for defamation. Remember, defamation has two prongs, libel and slander. Libel is written defamation, or else defamation that is uttered on television or radio because there's a wide audience, and slander is verbal defamation. But defamation, overall, the umbrella, is anything that is said, written, or spoken that tends to lower the person it was said about in the esteem of the community and is, objectively speaking, a very bad thing. You could say somebody committed a crime, somebody has a communicable disease, And if it's false, that's defamation. That's just two examples. Well, you remember the Christopher Steele report that said that Trump, the most salacious thing was that he was compromised in a Moscow hotel room, and he's actually acted afraid of Putin, servile to Putin. This seems to back that up. But a lot of the other things in it checked out. That didn't not check out. It's just that people say, where's the video? Well, the Ruskies have the video, but let's put that aside. Let's say you don't believe there was a video. It also has a shocking revelation, and it was published by BuzzFeed. But I don't remember reading this, and certainly it hasn't gotten a lot of press attention here. In that M16 report, because they call it the Steele report, but M16 is in effect kind of like the CIA and the FBI combined over Mary Lingham. In the UK. And this is an M16 report, not just Christopher Steele. And in this report, it says that Vladimir Putin had groomed Donald Trump for the presidency for 5 years before he was elected. So that'd be around 2011. He groomed him. That he was, Trump was supported and directed by Putin. And that Trump has been compromised by the FSB. The FSB, you remember, is the KGB. It's their federal secret spy, vicious type of guy's service. They just disclosed that Trump now has filed a defamation lawsuit, a libel lawsuit in this case, against a number of defendants over there, including Steele, but others as well. All of them stand by the accuracy of this report. There's a hearing coming up on October 16th. That's next Monday. That's next Monday. I hadn't heard about that. And Donald Trump has a very, very severe obstacle. Because one of the Ruskies also sued on it in the UK. A guy named Alexei Gubarov, he sued back in 2020, said it was false. And in October of 2020, a British judge dismissed his claim. So Trump has the obstacle on October 16 of convincing a judge in the UK that if a Ruskie brought it, the suit and said it was false. Okay, it was dismissed, but if he brings it, there's something different. What's different? What facts are different? The fact that we have a guy going into this election 2024 who is credibly accused, and I'll give you a couple of examples, of being supported and directed by Putin, having been groomed by Putin for 5 years before he was elected, and having been compromised by the FSB, and the Republican Party rallies behind this. What happened to Ronald Reagan? Ronald Reagan talked about the evil empire. What happened to bipartisan opposition to Russia and Russian communism and now Russia mafiaism, going from Truman to Eisenhower, to Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Carter, Gerald Ford, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, and of course, Joe Biden. And only Donald Trump is servile like a puppy, like a girlfriend to Vladimir Putin. Says he's a genius. Says this, the invasion of Ukraine was genius. He got all that land for $2 in sanctions. That's a direct quote. Sitting in a Helsinki press conference and telling the world that he trusts Vladimir Putin and not our CIA and FBI, when the CIA and FBI said that Putin interfered with our 2016 election. His son has already said, Eric Trump, to a journalist, a golf journalist for a golf magazine. They're on a golf course and Eric shut his mouth off and he goes, we get our money from Russia now. You know, the banks are hard on us because we went bankrupt 6 times. We get our money from Russia. You know, how many dots do you need to connect them? How many dots do you need to connect them? In the Navy, believe it or not, even with modern navigational systems, at sea we would shoot stars twice a day. Half an hour before dawn, half an hour after sunset. That's when the sky is perfect for it. You take the angle with an allodade to a couple of stars and you mark it on a chart and you know exactly where you are, even if your navigation systems close down. We have 100 stars all convening on one location. Donald Trump is supported and directed by Putin. He's compromised by the FSB and he's been groomed. Pass that on. And let me tell you something else. Let me give you a little more information. There is credible suspicion, it's more than suspicion now, that Donald Trump passed information about Israel's Iron Dome defenses and other defenses to Sergei Lavrov. Sergei Lavrov is their foreign ambassador, and to Sergei Kislyak. Remember him? He was the ambassador of the United States when he had him in the White House and no Americans there. He's under scrutiny now for that after this Hamas attack. In May of 2017, he was found. He didn't deny it. He said he had a right to, quote, declassify it, to have passed sensitive information about the Islamic State plots with Sergei Lavrov and Sergei Kislyak. And he said at the time, well, you know, I thought they should know when he was caught. There were no Americans around. There was no Secretary of State. There was no Secretary of Defense. It turns out that Iran, of course, is a client state of Russia. And Russia has passed all this kind of information on to Iran. Iran is the taproot. Iran is the manager of all the terrorist activity from Hezbollah and Gaza against Israel. Tom Hartman, who's a syndicated host on Civic Media, or he has been in the past, and I think he will again, and maybe he still is. He shared a Washington Post article on the air from 2017 that said this. Quote, Hamas apparently knew how to get around Israel's Iron Dome, their Iron Dome defense. They learned that from Iran. Iran almost certainly got it from Russia. And who gave it to Russia? Sure looks like it was Donald Trump at the request of Putin, quote unquote. You know, enough's enough. We're going into a 2024 election. There are a lot of issues. The assault on our democracy, January 6th, constant lying about the last election, attempts by the Republican Party, they are in concert with Trump, to do what they can to damage the country and cause chaos. So people will think, well, it's partly Joe Biden's fault. We need somebody new. Trump hasn't been in for a while. Maybe we'll put him back in. That's what they want. But none of this is discussed as much as it should be. You can't have a Quisling. You can't have an undercover agent for Russia. And whether or not he's acting that way because he's afraid of the disclosure of the tape, and you may say, well, why should he care about being in bed with a prostitute? He's done that all his life. Apparently, the activity that he engaged in is the kind of activity that the average person who has more vanilla taste never dreamed of. So that's number one. And number two, he's been paid by them. Kevin McCarthy said he was paid by them. Kevin McCarthy said to Paul Ryan, and then he said in his caucus, he thought that Dana Rohrabacher and Donald Trump were being paid by Russia. It's on tape. McCarthy originally denied it, and so somebody played the tape and he walked away. If you have all this information, how can you even think of putting a Manchurian candidate into the presidency? How can they all kowtow to Trump even when they claim they're running against him? Nikki Haley the other day, who now is licking her little chops. By the way, Nikki Haley's running for vice president. She knows she's not going to beat Trump. So she says nice things about Trump. And the other day she was asked, do you think it's disqualifying that Donald Trump said that General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, should be put to death? And she said, no, not really. She will see anything. She will say anything. She simply wants to be a handmaid to the president and be vice president for the status. Utterly incompetent, but she's not alone. Except for Chris Christie, who's taken him on, and Asa Hutchinson, who didn't even make the last debate. The rest of them, one way or the other, are just auditioning for Trump jobs. Vice president, if they can. Cabinet. Who knows what else? Federal judgeship, if they're lawyers. But where is the regard for our national interest in the Republican Party anymore? Where's the regard for our national interest? Donald Trump has a hearing in London on October 16, 5 days from now, about a report that says that he is controlled by the FSB, was groomed by Putin, and that Putin groomed him, supported him, and directs him. He's a Manchurian candidate. Where are you in the Republican Party? Why are you trying to knock out our ambassadors and our generals and admirals? We're going to do a quick call because we're close to the break, but go ahead. Northwoods Terry, you're first, my friend. You have about a minute. What's in your mind, Northwoods Terry?
Well, these anti-Biden stuff that I see, flags that say, F Biden, a hat that says Buck Biden, another hat that says Joe and that hoe, I gotta go. Matt, I plead with you. Where is the tipping point against all this mounting evidence that you're outlining today?
Thank you, Northwoods Terry, my friend. We're going to a break. That was an excellent, excellent call. And I'm going to repeat the question that Terry had. Where's it going? Where is the Republican Party? We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. You're on the lines. I see you. Do not hang up.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs around 56 this afternoon under overcast skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Well, there's a shout-out to Northwoods Terry on that. Couldn't agree more. Real quick, if Jim Jordan would become the Speaker of the House, question, he wants to do all these investigations of everybody, you know? He would have to subpoena them, correct? And then correct. You know what you do to Mr. Jordan? You go, ah! You subpoenaed me? That's a joke. You don't show up when you're subpoenaed. So, you know what? You know? Just treat him the same way.
Yeah, for everybody's information, Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim, G-Y-M Jordan, was subpoenaed by Congress in the January 6th committee, and he blew it off. Now, some of the others, you know, people like Steve Bannon and others, Navarro, they were criminally prosecuted, because you can be criminally prosecuted for that. If you blow off a subpoena, the correct thing is you call up and say, I can't make it, I'm sick or whatever, but you just blow it off. That's a felony, believe it or not. You know, you don't just do that. You at least make a phone call and then eventually you got to go. There's a couple of things there though, Dick, that, are going to slow him down. You were right that if he's the speaker, he says he's going to go after Fauci. He's going to keep going after Joe Biden. I think he'll go after Mark Milley. He's going to go after a lot of people. But the Supreme Court ruled in a case, and this was against Nancy Pelosi. She tried to subpoena somebody out of a committee. You can't subpoena somebody out of a committee. It's not enforceable. So if he wants a subpoena, it has to be approved by the entire House. By 217 votes, a majority of the House. He's not going to get a single Democratic vote, and there's something like 18 Republicans in Democratic seats, unfortunately, that Biden won. That's why they're Democratic seats. And he'll lose at least 5 votes there, and he's not going to make 217. Right now, the House is 212 to 221. 221 Republicans, 212 Democrats. That only comes out to 433. That means there are 2 seats right now that are unoccupied, either because somebody resigned or died. So that's what it is. But the larger question, so if he does it out of a committee, you can say drop dead. If he doesn't do it out of committee, if he gets 217 votes, you got to show up just to save yourself. Now, there's a couple of other things here. What is the status of that? Because they're taking the position, the Republicans, that you can't have any kind of vote until there's a speaker pro tem, like this guy, Patrick Henry, a real piece of work from North Carolina. He's the acting speaker, so he can convene it in and out. But I don't see why you can't have a majority of people say, fine, as big a dud as he is, as big a doofus as he is, he can wave the magic wand and the, you know, the gavel and all that good stuff and do it. But these people are so bound up in their own prestige and their secret society stuff that they're saying they can't do anything. Well, who's going to get it? Today, they're hearing from the Steve Scalise and Gymnasium Jim Juam Jordan. Steve Scalise is from Louisiana. He's the guy that got shot when that nut with the gun went in and tried to shoot a bunch of them, and he was pretty badly wounded. He's the number two guy right after Kevin McCarthy. He also has multiple myeloma. It's a cancer. He has cancer. Now, I think that that's one that you can recover from, but it's never good if you have cancer. It's never good if you have multiple myeloma. And it's also never good when you have a guy like that who says, I am David Duke without the baggage and attended a Ku Klux Klan meeting. If he's the speaker and he comes to Milwaukee next July, there will be street theater. There will be guy, and listen to me, those of you who know what I'm talking about, people in Klan outfits and people in with swastikas on their sleeve, goose stepping down Wisconsin Avenue with signs that say Steve Scalise. On the other hand, if Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan gets it, there will be people who will dress up like 17-year-old girls freaking down the street while a guy with a potato head that looks like him in slow motion tries to run after him, and there will be street theater. He is the principal congressional architect of the coup, of the overthrow, not just the January 6th coup, but all this business of trying to give fake elector stuff to Pence. Look, the fake electors in this state aren't being prosecuted. Why not? They're being prosecuted in Michigan and Atlanta. Trump's being prosecuted in Washington partly for that. Jack Smith easily could have put in Jim Jordan. Easily. He should be a co-defendant with Trump in Washington right now. But I respect Jack Smith a lot. He's an excellent prosecutor. And I think what he thought is, I want to get this trial going and I want it to be just Trump. I don't want it to lay till after the election. And if I start to junk it up with smaller fry, I'm not saying Jim Jordan's a small fry, but he's a smaller fry in this than Trump. So only did Trump. Actually, there's no reason why Fannie Willis, or there's no reason why Josh Call in this state couldn't indict Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan as part of a conspiracy. And not just the fake electors in this state, but Ron Johnson and Robin Voss for facilitating the meeting room, and Fitzgerald, the congressman, for facilitating the meeting room. Put it in front of a grand jury. What are we waiting for? What the heck are we waiting for? I do not think, quite frankly, that Jordan or Scalise can get it. They can't have a Ku Klux Klanner. They can't have a guy with male wrestlers. The 17-year-old girl, by the way, I misstated, that's Matt Gaetz, was accused of that. This guy's accused of knowing about the doctor assaulting male wrestlers, covering it up, and then crying on the phone. He did not do any of the nasty himself, but he covered up the nasty. But also, you can't have a guy who's one of the architects of the January 6th coup and the fake electors. That you just can't have it. Some people are pushing McCarthy again right now. I find it difficult to believe, but at least he got in there, he put in a clean extension of the budget for only for 45 days. If he came to Hakeem Jeffries and said, I'll put it in for a year and I'll add Israel aid and Ukraine aid, I think you take it and you give him the votes he needs. He had 209 votes last time. All he needs is another 8 and get him 8 votes. Come to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. And a very, very serious and tragic and horrible subject, which is the jihadist attack, the sadistic attack on Israel. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. I'm signing off for today.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.